Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Salam to all of you, dear brother, dear sister, wherever you are. Inshallah, all of you are doing well. So welcome. This is another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio, and we're going to speak about we must not forget the suffering of Gaza's people.
Palestine, Palestine, oh Palestine, on your land Allah plays great signs. Though the world sees your scars and hears your cries, Allah is your God and you will survive. On that blessed night our prophets journey, when all prophets arrived there miraculously. In the Mosque Al-Aqsa, Allah chose thee. You're blessed that your land was touched by the feet. Philistine, 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 Philistine.
Today is Sunday, 13th of Zilqa'dah, 1446 of the Islamic Lunar Calendar, corresponding to the 21st of Ordibehesht, 1404 of the Islamic Solar Hijri Calendar, and the 11th of May, 2025 of the Christian Gregorian Calendar. We open Allah's book at the beginning of the program. For today, we listen to chapter Al-Ma'idah, verse 21. Then we come back to the studio, we speak about this verse.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. يا قوم ادخلوا الأرض المقدسة التي كتب الله لكم ولا ترتدوا على أدباركم فتنقلبوا خاسرين.
O my people, enter the holy land which Allah has assigned to you, and do not turn back from fighting in Allah's cause, and thus become losers.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
In this verse, the Quran states the process of the arrival of the children of Israel into the Holy Land as follows. Moses, peace be upon him, told his people to arrive the Holy Land which Allah has assigned for them. And as for that arrival, they should not be afraid of its difficulties. They were enjoined not to refrain from any self-sacrifice, because had they turned on their backs, they would have been of the losers.
They cannot break us. They cannot shake us. Patiently waiting for guaranteed freedom. You can take our homes, but we will remain strong. 'Cause Allah's on our side, and He's where we belong. Palestine, Palestine, wipe those tears from those saddened eyes. Palestine, Palestine, Jannah waits for your innocent life. Palestine, Palestine, we'll be free of Palestine.
The topic of this episode is a must. We must not forget the suffering of Gaza's people. The situation in Gaza is deplorable, and the cowardly siege does not allow food and medicine to enter, the bombing of hospitals, the assassination of journalists, and the attack on the tents of the homeless, and even the burning of them in the shelters are considered war crimes, and unfortunately international organizations have easily passed by these crimes and have only made a statement. On the other hand, unfortunately many leaders have fallen asleep. Despite the fact that the homeless people are being massacred before their eyes, and there is little protest from these countries against Israel crimes. Negotiations with the United States take a lot of energy from the Foreign Minister and Ministry of Foreign Affairs, but Iran has officially announced its protest, and our country's mission in New York has also announced its protest in the Security Council. Unfortunately, few Muslim countries except Algerians and South Africa supported the conviction and trial of Netanyahu.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is Ali, your host. The issue of Gaza and Palestine, the discrimination and racism of the Zionist regime against Palestinians can be compared to the behavior of Nazi Germany against non-Germans. Of course, this racism of the Zionist regime against Palestinians is not a new issue. 75 years ago, academic and scientific figures such as Hannah Arendt and Albert Einstein wrote a letter to the New York Times after the massacre of Palestinians in Deir Yassin in 1948, in which they said that the Herod Party, which now has been renamed the Likud Party led by Netanyahu, is similar to the Nazi and fascist parties as an extremist party in terms of method, political philosophy and social program. At the same time, Palestinian forces considered a golden time to carry out the Al-Aqsa Storm operation on October 7th. And this operation was carried out at a time when Tel Aviv was at the height of its internal crisis. The internal divide between Netanyahu's supporters and opponents has reached its peak and even at the height of the war in Gaza. The Zionists are still fighting and clashing internally against each other. Marwan Bashara, a senior political analyst at Al Jazeera TV, wrote in a note that Israel's deliberate killing of the Palestinian people under the pretext of self-defense does not increase its security or guarantee its future, but rather creates insecurity, instability, and further isolation of Israel, and threatens its long-term survival in the region.
Reflecting on different Islamic topics, short commentary of the Holy Quran, hadiths of the Infallibles, lessons from the life of the Infallibles, all in today's special.
About understanding and supporting Palestine, we can say the boycott, divestment, and sanctions is a global movement started by Palestinians. It encourages people to boycott the product produced by the Israeli state. The movement works to end international support for Israel's oppression of Palestinians and pressure Israel to comply with international law. People can get involved by making more conscious efforts when buying products, to find where they are sourced from. With sanctions, pressure should be placed on governments and representatives to end all relationships with Israel, whether it's political and economic. This is today's special, We'll Not Forget Gaza, a testament to reliance and resistance. Numbers fail to capture the magnitude of loss. In 2023, alone, Israeli airstrikes and ground operations have devastated Gaza's infrastructure, displacing nearly 80% of its population. Entire neighborhoods vanished. the Al-Ahli Arab Hospital massacre, the obliteration of the refugee camp, and the targeting of journalists, aid workers, and the UN facilities laid bare the brutality of modern warfare. Children killed while playing soccer near the shoreline in 2014 became icon of innocent loss. In 23, 12-year-old Hind Rajab, whose desperate pleas for help went viral before her body was found in a tank rental car, symbolized the horror of a war with no safe spaces. Gaza's identity transcends its trauma. Today, its universities, artists, and poets embody a future denied by occupation. The martyr's legacy is woven into Gaza's fabric, schools named after Sheikh Yassin, murals of Izzeddin Qassam, and the whispered stories of grandmothers who remember Haifa.
So my friends, we might underestimate the power of our prayers, but let us not underestimate the one who is hearing our prayers. Let us not underestimate the one who responds to our prayers when we call upon him. And let us earnestly pray for our brothers and sisters in Palestine, that God may rid them of this evil oppression that is lurking above them, of this brute force, this unrelenting brute force. And even if the world decides to side with the oppressor, even if so-called governments who are a shame to humanity, decide to side with the oppressor, you and I, let us keep those oppressed people in our hearts, those victims, let us pray for them, the ones who have passed, the ones who are suffering, the ones who have no way out, the ones who have no voice, let us become their voice. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remove his afflictions from them and to come to the aid of the believers. We are not just rallying and protesting for human rights, but to also change how people see Middle Easterners, to Muslims in general as well. We don't need our young men to perpetuate violent stereotypes and give fodder to media to say we are committing hate crimes. When you are out there, friends, we may be riled up by our passions, but let us demonstrate resilience. Let us demonstrate patience. There are people who are going to try to take cheap shots at you just to show that you know, just to try to cause some sort of violent reaction. Resist it at all costs. Let us show people that we are peaceful, but we are united, and that we will not be silenced.
Dear brother and sister, thank you very much. In this episode of today's special, we talked about a must. We must not forget the suffering of Gaza's people. We always remember them, and may Allah bless all of them. Fi amanillah.
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي محمد نبي علي إمامي لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي لا إله إلا الله الله ربي محمد نبي علي إمامي لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي